Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 20th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, we've really reached a point of turn in the market and the economy for reasons which I won't go into in this show, but I do believe that we are now headed right into the greatest depression the world has ever seen. And I'm going to start today's show by explaining very briefly, in pretty much oversimplified terms, just where we stand and what to expect. And remember that what I explain will never be told to you by the media. Then I'm going to talk about how the Fed has a responsibility to ensure smooth functioning of the financial system, but it has abused its power, and it would be true to say that the Fed's actually created this monster, this economic monster that we are going to have to deal with right now. So I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes. And then, as a follow-up for my recent piece on the malfeasance at the FBI and Mueller, I'm going to talk about a few extra details. The FBI did not advise the Department of Justice or the Court of Inconsistencies about matters which were exculpatory statements in the fall of 2016, and which, had the world known about, would probably have avoided the entire system of so-called justice that led to Mueller's report. Then I'm going to talk about the stock market for about 10 minutes, give you the lowdown on what's going on there right now. And then we are going to talk about how I expect entire nations to go broke over the next few months. Tax revenue has dried up. The arithmetic's grim. And the central banks in the usual way just messing around, doing nothing of any value or importance whatsoever. There is no interest rate cut or any amount of money that they can print which will defeat a global pandemic. It's absurd. Then we are going to talk about how the media, these asinine clowns, of course, they never said one word of warning to their retail viewers when the market was doing nothing but going straight up for more than a decade. These people, these so-called experts, just dragged mom-and-pop investors into massively overvalued stocks, urging them to buy at all-time highs. And now they want to close the market because they were wrong. Then I'm going to talk about the ignorance that surrounds this virus. You know, no one knows how bad the outbreak is already. The country couldn't take effectively aggressive measures, even if it wanted to. You know, there has been no meaningful centralized leadership of any kind, no reliable source of information or guidance, nothing. So I'm going to talk for quite a few minutes about that. You know, governments love crises because when the people are fearful, they're more willing to give up their freedoms in return for promises by the government that it will take care of them. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security, which were never given back. The Patriot Act was never rescinded. It just gathers more and more and more power. And the people have to suffer. And I'm finishing off with a very small piece called Mommy Government Knows Best. We're going to look at things that never should have happened. And now there's no possible way to unwind them. And there isn't even any desire or intent to unwind them at all by the so-called leaders. They're just trying to pretend that we can maintain the status quo. Anyway, so if you are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. Just select any 3 shows from the Podbean archives. And if you don't have a preference, take the latest 3 because they deal a lot with current affairs, and the current affairs will be fresh in your mind, so you'll have something relatively easy to identify with. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, that's my email that you will see on my Podbean page at the top, so if you don't write it down, it's there. Let me give it to you once more, rwlmartin1, my initials and the number 1, @aol.com. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and my Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is simply www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Again, all one word, no punctuation, lowercase, no spaces. rmwakeupcall. Right, so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back again with another synopsis on Monday. And so until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.